2 years ago, people began using the MeToo hashtag and posting their sexual harassment and assault experiences online. It's one of the biggest changes to sweep the workplace in decades. But what became of the women inspired by MeToo? NPR's Yuki Noguchi has been taking a look.
Dina Lee Almeida says 3 years ago, the CEO of a TV distribution firm she produced shows for grabbed and propositioned her for sex. As he became more aggressive, she complained to the company's lawyer. Nothing happened. Later, she says the CEO pressured her to sign what amounted to a confidentiality agreement.
And I absolutely refused. I would never, ever sign that.
The Florida company, Olympusat, terminated her contract. Then came the Me Too movement. A global groundswell of cases like Almeida's rippled through Hollywood, newsrooms, tech companies, and politics. The number of sex harassment claims filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission spiked almost 14% last year. Almeida says Me Too gave her confidence and camaraderie. She weighed the risks. She was a one-person contractor going up against a powerful executive. In June, she filed suit detailing her claims of sexual harassment and retaliation.
It changes everything. You become a different person.
She says it's also devastated her career and finances. Clients are reluctant to hire her for fear of getting involved.
I'd like to retire from the business. Just don't feel happy. I lost the passion. Does that make sense?
Now, Almeida and the company are tangled in lawsuits. The company and Tom Moeller, the CEO, declined comment on her ongoing case. In a separate suit, Olympusat says Almeida was fired for taking kickbacks. In court papers, Almeida counters that was not a kickback, but an entirely unrelated contract with another firm. Despite the high personal toll, Almeida says it hasn't changed her mind about speaking out.
From a spiritual standpoint, I believe in miracles. I've already won.
There's a common refrain among people who've told me their Me Too stories. On one hand, there's relief and solidarity in talking openly. On the other, speaking out often takes a great personal toll, emotional and financial. There isn't much data about the outcome of Me Too complaints for a number of reasons. Most cases never make it to court. Details of investigations often remain under wraps because of settlements and confidentiality agreements. Plus, many more people never come forward. Half of employees fear retaliation if they report illegal or unethical behavior at work, according to a recent survey by HR Acuity, a company that tracks internal investigations. CEO Deb Muller says another problem is that about half of complaints aren't even investigated by their employers.
So if someone is courageous enough to come forward, you have to make sure that when they come forward, something happens.
Sharon Tahani is director of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, created to support people bringing Me Too cases. She says legal help is unaffordable for many paramedics, housekeepers, and waitresses. The fund is now fighting 160 sex harassment cases in court. Tahani says retaliation is a factor in nearly all of them.
For low-wage workers, that can look like shifts being cut, being told there's no work for you, being assigned to a shift that earns you less money, or being outright fired.
One thing that surprised Tahani is how many of the accused are fighting back, even filing their own lawsuits. That speaks to a strong and vocal backlash against Me Too. Take Jamie Markey. Markey is a successful video game and anime voice actor.
Okay, Dad, we're out. See you next time.
Markey worked alongside Victor Mañana, who has his own fan following.
Wow, how long have you been holding on to this?
Long enough, I think. It's yours now. Keep it safe.
After numerous women came forward accusing Mañana of sexual harassment, Markey took to Twitter. In February, she posted her own account of Mañana grabbing her by the hair and harassing her 8 years ago.
I found out that he had pulled the hair of at least half a dozen women that I knew, and we had never discussed it.
Funimation, an entertainment company, investigated, then fired Mañana. His attorney did not respond to requests seeking comment. In the 9 months since, the reaction, mostly from Mañana's fans, has been fierce. One even raised funds for a defamation suit going on YouTube to attack Markey.
To take away a man's livelihood, you deserve to be ground into dust.
Mañana eventually did sue Markey and others for posting their allegations on Twitter. A judge dismissed that case. Markey nevertheless received death threats.
The front door to my house has been posted online. My fiancé's children's names have been posted online.
Markey says she's lost an untold amount of work as a result.
I did not think that people would actively try to sabotage my career to keep other people from believing me.
And yet, perhaps remarkably, Markey says she has no regrets about speaking out. She views what happened to her long ago in a new light.
8 years ago, I dismissed it. I would never dismiss it today.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.